The latest from podnews.net. Apple made over 100 category changes to podcasts yesterday, and those changes have been well received by most podcasters. A little detail to come out of online discussions that we've seen include Apple's attention to detail. Unlike those previous categories, the new Apple podcast categories stand on their own. So daily news, for example, doesn't require to have its parent category present to make sense. That should lead to clearer and easier UX for podcast apps. And the new soccer category will be correctly localized as football in countries like the UK that call it the right thing. Indeed, categories have always been localized. Daniel J. Lewis has been playing with the new Apple Podcasts desktop app and tried the transcription search. We link to a test of his on Twitter from our show notes and our newsletter. Pretty cool, he says. If you use Apple's Siri, that will be able to control third-party podcast apps from early September. It's been available on Google Assistant for many years. Podbean has unveiled PodAds, an ad management system for podcasters, which can be used to ensure ads appear on the right day and in the right places, thanks to geo-targeting. Unlike other services, this one doesn't take a cut of your ad revenue. Spotify has begun rolling out podcast playlists. The website My Spotify Ideas has discovered their Dead Good True Crime playlist. Users still can't add podcast episodes to their own playlists yet, however. Speaking at a media conference, Australian radio presenter Amanda Keller says, "When you hear a long, drifting podcast with no discipline, you recognise good radio. Or we would guess, a good podcast." Steve Pratt from Pacific Content writes how the company measures a successful podcast and diagnoses podcast problems. Meanwhile, South African broadcaster Gareth Cliff shares his thoughts on podcasting successfully. And Simplecast wonder, is there a race and gender pay gap in podcasting? And ask you to take part in a pay gap survey. You'll find all the links in our episode notes and our newsletter today. South Korea is the world's podcasting capital, exclaims website Aussie, and from that we link to the most popular podcasts in South Korea from a service there called Podbang. David Abramovich argues that audio is more important than ever. He quotes, "For the first time in history, the spoken word has the same reach and arguably as much power as the written word." And here's a thing from a website called The Prompt. They've published a day in the life of Michael Barbaro, and we can only hope that this is true. Let me read you a few lines. 6:15 a.m. Michael steps into the shower, applying a mildly scented Jack Black body wash to an organic loofah. He proceeds through rounds of vocal exercises, warming up his dulcet voice for its signature staccato delivery. As he turns off the faucet, it's unclear if he reaches first for a towel or for his intellectual spectacles. 3 p.m. Michael practices his interested sound, which he deftly inserts into all of his interviews. He has found that doing so before speaking on mic relaxes and centers him. This can go on for up to an hour before recording a given episode. It's a good read. You should read all of it. In podcasts today, Ear Hustle is back for season 4. Lehman's Solutions for a Simpler Life is brand new from Evergreen Podcasts. State of Digital Publishing covers media technology trends, perspectives, and news. Good Code is a weekly podcast on digital ethics. And Let Lisa Help features retired insult comedian Lisa Lampanelli. Now, there's a job that's new on Podcast One. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.com. .net.